Hi, today is the 14th of April. Patient's first name is N-O-M, last name H-Y-U-N-H. Date of birth is 8/19/28. This is a 97-year-old gentleman. Seen today for hospice evaluation and palliative care, period. Nam is originally from Vietnam. He worked in a jewelry store for years. He has been widowed for some time. He has five children, currently lives with his son, Jim. He suffers from history of congestive heart failure, coronary artery disease, allergic rhinitis, reactive airway disease, dementia, COPD, DJD, most recently hospitalized, and anxiety and sundowner syndrome, period. Most recently hospitalized because of aspiration pneumonia, was sent home with oxygen as needed, as well as albuterol inhaler and steroids after he finished his course of antibiotics at the hospital, period. Today he was found quite debilitated. He's very thin, probably weighs about less than 80 pounds. He's totally and completely bedbound, ADL dependent, must be fed, lost the ability to smile, not talking any longer. Patient is skin and bones, as his son Jim tells me. In the past few weeks, he's lost the ability to swallow. He's only requiring to be fed with a pureed diet, and he only eats only a portion of the food for his meals, less than 20%. His son tells me that his overall condition has declined tremendously in the past few weeks. He's developing stage 1 bed sores on his back. His FAST score has dropped down to 7E, as in elephant, with a PPS of 40%, period. Patient's medication list at this time includes steroid taper, which he has finished, Singulair 10 milligram once a day, Lasix 40 milligram once a day, Symbicort 80/4.5 milligram 2 puffs twice a day, albuterol inhaler, Lamictal 5 milligram for behavior issues at nighttime. Also taking PR and Tylenol for pain. He has O2 available. His O2 sat's 91% on room air. His son Jim tries to put the O2 on him, but a lot of times he refuses to do so, period. Social, as above, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't drink. He's never had extensive history of smoking in the past. Once again, it's originally from Vietnam. Surgery, no recent surgery. Allergy, none. Last hospitalization was 3 or 4 months ago with aspiration pneumonia, medical problems, hypertension, coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, end-stage dementia. Review of system, patient was found to be in a fetal position, total bedbound, not talking, nonverbal, kicking his legs all the time. Stage 1 sacral decubitus ulcer noted, decreased appetite, only eating 10 or 20% of his meals, must be fed, he only tolerates pureed food, no longer able to smile, he's about to lose the ability to hold his head up. High risk of aspiration. Patient's side arms are up, side rails are up in his bed, because of the fact that he's so active at times and history of sundowner syndrome, period. Family history, mom and dad both died of old age, blood pressure 90 over 60, pulses 89, respirations 22 or 2 side, 91 to 92% on room air. Once again, oxygen is available that his son Jim tries to put on him from time to time. Heart positive, small positive, two distant heart sounds, lungs, shallow breath sounds with few rows, ronchi and wheezes, abdomen, scaphoid, soft neck, shows no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, skin, decreased turgor, oral mucosa, very dry, neurological, moving off for extremities with no focal neurological deficit, patient is nonverbal and is not able to smile any longer. Assessment, 97-year-old gentleman with end-stage dementia, period. Patient is now in fetal position, period. Patient's PPS is at 30%, period. FASD score is at 7E, as in elephant, very close to 7F, as in Frank, period. Patient is nonverbal, period. He has behavioral issue on Lamictal to control his symptoms, period. He also recently was hospitalized with aspiration pneumonia, which is the hallmark and the end-stage cause of death in these folks. Requires puree diet, is very high risk of aspiration, must be fed very slowly, is now beginning to develop stage 1 decubitus ulcer on his sacrum, definitely has protein calorie malnutrition associated with pedal edema from time to time, also related to his heart disease. His other medications includes coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, right-sided heart failure, protein calorie malnutrition, COPD, chronic aspiration, and severe weight loss and debility, period. Overall prognosis remains very poor for this 97-year-old gentleman with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia. Given his PPS and his FAST score, death is very near, most likely has less than 6 months to live, and remains very appropriate for hospice care at home. Findings were discussed with Jim at the time of visit. On the exam, also put down has diminished pulses in the lower upper extremities related to his vasoconstriction of his skin, which makes related to his volume status and his heart disease. Okay, thank you so much.